In Florida last week, voters approved a ballot measure banning dog racing. Florida is home to 11 of the 17 active dog race tracks in America. It's a response to a campaign against the practice led by groups like Grey 2K Worldwide. Christine Dorchak is president and general counsel of the group and joins me now in studio. Christine, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
How big a deal is it that Florida has just banned dog racing?
This is the biggest moment for greyhound adoption and greyhound advocacy worldwide in any time.
Wow.
This cannot be overestimated. This is a silver bullet in the cruelty of dog racing. We will see reverberations around the world.
I understand Florida voters approved this amendment by almost 70%. Did this level of support surprise you?
We always knew that once Florida voters saw the cruelty with their own eyes, which is what they did when they saw our television commercials offering footage of how the dogs live confined in small cages for 20 hours a day, we knew they would understand that this is no way to treat a dog.
There are, by your count, about 3,700 greyhounds in Florida that will now be looking for a home. Who's responsible for them from now until the adoptions occur, and what happens to these dogs now?
Well, the ballot question triggers a phase-out period.
Okay.
In this case, it's 26 months. Already, one track closed before the question was even brought. Four tracks have decided never to race again. So that leaves seven tracks with about 3,700 dogs. We have hundreds of greyhound adoption groups standing ready around the country to absorb these dogs once Amendment 13 is triggered.
And we should mention that if you're hearing some noises in the studio, that is Gina, your rescue greyhound, who is joining us here today. Christine, Jim Garland, who's the executive director of the National Greyhound Association, which is an industry group, said to NBC that the industry is, quote, doing everything it can to make sure that every one of these dogs gets adopted. But could there be an issue if too many tracks close around the same time and there aren't enough homes lined up?
Well, I congratulate the racing industry for taking responsibility for these dogs. It's a first, quite frankly. For years, dogs have simply disappeared. So we're looking forward to working with Jim, with groups around the country that are pro-racing, anti-racing. Whatever your political persuasion, we all want the same thing, to help these dogs, give them the second chance that they deserve.
There were groups against this, Christine, among them the Florida Farm Bureau and the Florida Sportsmen United Political Committee. They said the language in the amendment, and that language was, humane treatment of animals is a fundamental value to the people of the state of Florida. They're arguing that that language could have unintended consequences, like shutting down family farms or banning on hunting and fishing in the state. What's your response to that?
Well, as the author of the ballot question, I can assure you that Amendment 13 does one thing and one thing only, ends dog racing. Certainly, the NRA and farm groups were encouraged to try and help greyhound breeders to defeat this humane proposal. Fortunately, that did not happen.
With the closure of the 11 in Florida, that leaves, what, six remaining dog tracks in the United States. What's the status of those?
Well, these dog tracks, you know, in the satellite states, they're actually going to have a hard time continuing to exist. Revenues from dog racing, according to the racing industry itself, are down 82% nationwide just since 2001. What these satellite states were relying on were the simulcast handle. Races happening in Florida were simulcast for bettors in Iowa and West Virginia and the satellite states to bet on. So that revenue is going to disappear. We're going to see a national industry in catastrophic decline now.
Assuming all these dogs do find new homes, what is it like to integrate dogs that have been trained to race into a more domestic setting?
Well, what people sometimes don't understand is that these are some of the most gentle dogs you can imagine. I liken them to giant cats. They're extremely calm. They rarely bark. I live in an apartment with four cats and Gina, and we're about to adopt another greyhound from Macau. So
wow.
I can tell you that if they weren't easy to take care of, I wouldn't be able to manage my flock. I can tell you that.
Okay, thank you to Christine Dorchak from Grey 2K Worldwide and Gina the Greyhound, who has joined us in studio. Christine, thank you.
Thank you so much for letting me speak about the greyhounds.